Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love, everyone. You're listening to Conversations with ANA. Today is Sunday, March 4th. I'm like thinking of February. God, please help me out tonight. But I'm your co-host, Angela. Tonight, the show is about let's talk about do your life your way, creating the life that you want. So tonight's show is do your life your way, creating the life that you truly want. So we hope you enjoy the show tonight. To keep updated about our show, please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Conversations with ANA. And we're on the show every other Sunday. So every other Sunday, you can capture us on the show. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or have topics or videos for us that you want us to talk about, you can contact Avon at 347-460-2813 or email your request to conversationswithaa@gmail.com. So once again, the show is Do Your Life Your Way, creating the beautiful, wonderful, fantastic life that you want. And I have your host here tonight, Avon. Avon, take it away.
Ashe, ashe. Greetings, Angela, and greetings and salutations, family. So what's going on with you, girl? What's happening?
You know, a lot happening in life, as usual, supposed to be. You know, God's blessing you, and you're living. Things supposed to happen, right? So, yeah. What about you?
I had a busy last week, and so, you know, I got to visit family. I went south, and my youngest son is expecting, so we went down to his baby shower to celebrate him and his lovely better half, and it was a beautiful time. Yeah, to see family, and that leads into pretty much our topic, new birth, spring, and all that stuff. And I wanted to say today, you know, I woke up and I knew that we had the show, so I was in a reflective mode, and I was just thinking about what's going on and what's happening, and you know, trying to connect. And then I was meditating as well, you know, trying to figure out what's the best way and, you know, what we should talk about and, you know, how we should talk about it. And then we need to keep it, and I wanted to keep it simple, you know. And I have been realizing, you know, and because I'm peeking at, I know what it is that I'm supposed to do, but I'm sure like a lot of people out there, I put off and procrastinate or set, because I know what's about to happen is going to take some work. I know that it's going to take some work. And it's just like I'm in that mode of, oh, gosh, I don't want to do anything. Do I have to do anything? But I have to get out of that. You know, I had my time to relax and come out of the work mode because I had retired in 2022 in March. And so that took that time of just not doing anything, just being still, and it was beautiful. However, that's an addictive feeling, and it was so good, I just didn't want to do anything, but I knew that the time was coming and that I would have to do more than what I have been doing. So, and this is the perfect time to do it because I felt the pull and the urge that now it's time to move forward, now it's time to start new. And okay, so what do I want my life to look like now? And what do I want to do? You know, and a lot of times now I'm sure that we all get these visions, things come to us, or we just have an urge or desire that, you know, yeah, I want to do something differently this time. You know, what happened before, you know, I'm grateful for it, but I want more and I need more. So as do research and, you know, look for topics to talk about. And then we had gotten into this, and it would look like for trending topics, what is it that people are talking about? What is it that they want to do? And then I found, and I know when I discussed it with you, that is very depressing. The people are talking about is very
Avon.
Yes.
Avon, your phone is crackling. I don't know. It's like going in and out. Just wanted to let you know that.
Crackling? Is it still?
Yeah.
Oh, it's still crackling.
It's a little bit better.
Okay. I guess I'm moving around.
Go ahead. Let me see if I...
Okay.
Yeah.
What about now? Is it good?
No, it's better. It's better.
Okay. So, I was just looking at it, and it was like just low. It was so depressing to me. It turned me off, and I almost didn't know how to connect to what have you, because my energy was just wrecked looking at this thing. So I said, you know what? No. We're not going to keep doing this or whatever. I know better, so we got to do this differently. I said, if you go and tap into what's going on out here, it will pull you down and take you out if you're not careful and you don't protect your energy like that. So I said, no, we're going to approach it that what brings me joy, what is good, what is high vibration, and, you know, I want to feel good with whatever I did. So I said, let's approach it from that. So I just threw out all that other stuff, and I said, let's start from scratch. And then when I was looking through these things, I kept hearing clips of Eddie Kendricks, The Intimate Friends. I said, oh, yeah, I remember that was my song. I love that song. That was my jam. So I said, you know what? Let me listen to the song. And then I listened to that song. And then I listened to David Peaston. And I listened to Rachel Farrell. I listened to Denise Williams. And I listened to De La Soul. And what I realized and what I missed is that transformational energy that music has, and it can transport you to different places because it's a higher vibrational entity. Now, we do realize that we have some music out here that is not so high vibrational, but for the most part, and what it does, it takes to transport you to another place. And let me tell you, when I listen to these songs, I forgot how these people can do. I mean, they sang those songs down. They sung it down. And it was like, to me, the feeling was like, you know, if you can get the visuals of this, somebody grabbing you up in your collar and holding you up against the wall and you struggling and trying to get out and you can't get out. That's how those songs helped me. And it just uplifted me and took me to another place. And I want to say this, and the reason why I said this, because it's important to music. You may think it's no big deal, but it has a large effect on us in how we move and energy moves. There was a time, I used to always listen to the music. That was every day. At a certain point, the radio goes on and it stays on all the time while I'm moving, while I was driving into work. And then, you know, when I was at work, the music was playing. But then back in 2009, and I'm sure a lot of people remember 2009 is what, for, well, to me, one of our great entertainers, Michael, had passed over. And that was such a painful time for me that I shut down. I hadn't been listening to music as much since then, because it was just to hear his songs was still painful to me, you know. So I it's hard for me to listen to it, but I can listen to it more so today, but not then. And then shortly after that, then you have Prince, and then he passed away. So that was just like I couldn't do it. So I had pulled myself away from that connection of the music. And then I noticed that my creativity, excuse me, and just energetically, it was not the same. And it was like, what do I want to say? It was like I would say kind of a sad time, you know, for me. So, it was like color had left. You know what I'm saying? You know how you see life and you see all the pretty colors and it's bright and exciting when you see a lovely sunny day and all that other stuff. It just seemed kind of bland to me. So I was just going through the motion. But when I started listening to that music today and the way it just lifted my energy and made my spirit soar, you know, I said, yeah, this is what I need and this is what I'm missing. And I said, and this is what will keep me going for when I need that motivation and that inspiration to do what it is that I have to do. I'll have thoughts that will be the soundtrack of my life. You know how you have some songs when you need to be mellow and you need to think and you need to come down. And then when you, that energy and that driving music that puts you in warrior mode so that you know, you're going out there to do and handle your business, do what you have to do, and you're not going to allow anything to stop you. You dare anybody and you basically you wish they would, you know. So music, the backdrop, it affects your emotions. It will hit your chakras in different ways. So you need to know and pay attention to what's going on with you. So you have your playlist for life. You make your playlist for life. So I want to give you some songs. This is a little hard because of copyright issues and stuff. So I didn't want to take a chance and play some of these musics, but I want to give you these songs and I want everyone to just give a listen to them. And I'm sure if not one, all of these will affect you. It will have an effect on you. And then you have your own soundtrack and you make your own soundtrack to help put you in the mood to do what it is that you want to do. So my first song is Intimate Friend, and that's by Eddie Kendricks. I Can't Explain. That's by Rachel Farrell. God Bless the Child by David Peaston. Free, Niecy, that's Denise Williams. And Me, Myself, and I, De La Soul. Now, I want to say something about these particular songs. Some of these songs you think, oh, these are love songs and how they get it. But think about it on a higher level. Yes, but the highest love is the love that you have with yourself and your connection to your higher self. So if you listen to those songs with that thought in mind, it will transport you to a different place. And then if you understand and have that love and that connection with yourself, then you can understand and how to connect and relate to others. So you always have to get that with yourself first. And then you can understand and how to maneuver with other people. So I just wanted to put that out there. And, you know, and then after I had that high, that was a wonderful high. And then the next thing, you know, I had to go to that dag on YouTube again. And I was just listening and flipping through. And then I saw and got depressed again. And the things that's going on with the children and stuff. I'm not even going to go into it, but I'm just saying, you have to guard your gates and watch what it is that you listen to, what you're looking at, you know, what people are speaking into your life and things. You have to be very careful with that. And I said all this to say, lead up to that was, it's a new year that's coming on, and you say, well, what are you talking about, new year? But that's what Angela said to me, too. What are you talking about? The new year was in January. Ain't nobody talking about new year or whatever. However, that is the new year of according to the Gregorian calendar and how the world is set up today. But the new year as far as our people and other people that are connected and in alignment to nature and what is going on in the universe, we move at a different thing. We move in the spring. Spring would be the new year for us. And why would you say that? Well, think about it. What's going on in the springtime? You know, there's birth, there's new birth, and new things that are happening, things that are growing. In the new year, now think about it. When they say January, what's going on in January? January is the winter time. And what's going on in the winter time? Things are dying. Things are dead at that point. The leaves have fallen off the trees. Plants have died. It's gray, whatever. Things are slowing down because it's in that cycle. We're in that period of death. That's a death period. So things are not growing then. So why would that be new? Springtime is when things start to grow and birthing. So that would logically be the new year. That's when you would connect to that. And then we as a people, that's what we did do. But then when we got here and then things going on, everything turned upside down and we were doing things opposite to what we knew to do. And then that's where we had a lot of problems because we're out of our natural states. We're doing things out of its natural time. So you're not going to connect and get the, get the results that you're looking for and aiming for if you're starting off, you know, when you're not starting off at the right time. Analogy to that is, let's say, when you're a doctor and you have a diagnosis, if you give the wrong diagnosis, guess what? You're going to treat wrong. You're not going to be able to treat and get the desired results of what you're trying to do because you're starting off wrong. You're treating the wrong thing, so it's not going to help your situation and what you're going to do. So we need to get back in alignment and tap back into what's going on with, get to nature, get to know nature and get re-involved in alignment with that, get in alignment with the universe and the natural flow of things. And then we would find ourselves much better and be more effective. Now, and what's usually happening when you're when a new year happens, that's when, just think about it in common terms and what we do in life, what we have to do for years and what are the routines. Usually during springtime, what happens? People do their what? Their spring cleaning. They're going in and putting away the things of winter, putting away or getting rid of things that they no longer need and what have you. So they're clearing out and creating a vacuum so that new things can come in. So you are removing things that are no longer needed, no longer necessary. And then with this, you can apply that to every other thing in life. Mentally, that's your mind, your body, and your soul. There needs to be a clearing and cleansing at that time too. You're cleansing and clearing out. You need to, that's when we're fasting, clearing out old, removing waste and trash things. Think of it as the spring cleaning of your home or what have you. Your body is your home. It's your temple. So you need to clear that out and get rid of waste and anything that is no longer useful to you. And that's on a mental, the body, and on a soul level. All those things, it's the same thing. Every area needs to have that cleansing and the clearing out. To make room because it's unuseful to you. And then what's there, it can come to a point that it's toxic, becomes toxic to you. And if we're starting new and fresh, you want to get rid of the old and make way for the new. Isn't a scripture when it's talking about not using, pouring new wine into old skin? Because it would cause it to burst or whatever. So you have to refresh and new. You want new with new. You don't want to mix it up. You want to start fresh and start new. And you want to move on from there. And the thing is, when you do this, and then that's, you know, Angela, I think that's what, well, that's what I'm going to do. So I know if you want to do it, we'll do it together. We start a fast, you know.
I'm sorry. Do a fast. Would you say that again? I couldn't say that again.
Do a
repeat that, please.
Can you hear me? Do a fast.
Okay. Do a fast. Yeah, a cleansing, yeah. Right?
Let me see. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I hear you now.
Okay. So, yeah, we need – I was saying that I wanted to do a fast, and I didn't know if you were interested in doing one with me because I think I want to do one.
Remember I told you I said that was the – I was going to – yeah, remember I said I was going to call out and, that, you know, see who's interested in, you know, doing a fast and we can set it up. Yeah, even the listeners, if they want to join us, they can definitely join us in on that.
Exactly. So, you know, that's what it's just time to start new, and I'm ready now because I have been procrastinating and putting it off. I'm not going to lie. It is so. And now I know I already knew what needed to be done, but I am ready to do it now because I'm ready to see different results, and I know that I need to ascend and lighten up so that I can go to another level and do what it is that I need to do, you know, and play now as some people who will remain nameless are telling me that, Avon, you playing around, and they use stronger language, but I won't name names to protect the guilty, okay? I won't do that. You know what I'm saying, Andrew?
Right. Oh, my goodness.
So that's what it is. So, you know, we want to go. So some of the things that you want to do, like you said, you want to do clearing and cleansing of the mind, body, and soul so that you can prepare yourself so that you can receive the messages and everything that you need to go forth. You want to be able to hear your instructions and your guidance, what have you. You don't want it blocked. You want to be light, and you want to be able to tap in and get yourself in alignment quickly. So you don't want mixed signals or things jamming up your signals, what have you, and cause blockages and stuff. So we're going to clear all that out. And the thing is to do this thing, to do your life your own way, you want to know what it is that you want to do. What do you want to do? You need to give it a name so that you can quit, you know, call it down. You have to have some place for this energy to go to. So what it is that you want, you ask yourself, where are you now in relation to what it is that you're asking for? Are you close to where you want to be at this moment? If not, what is it that you need to be doing, you know, that will get you there? Are your thoughts, your mindset in alignment with what it is that you're trying to do? Are your, what's this word that I'm looking for, Angela? We use it all the time. Are your intentions in alignment with what it is that you're trying to do? You have to be very clear, because if you're calling this particular thing in and then you're doing everything the opposite or preparing for something else, it's just not going to work. So you want to do that. And some things I want to share a little story that I came across earlier. It was about Steve Harvey, and he was saying that he had met his barber in 1986. And he cut his hair back then for only $10. And Steve said when he got on TV, he had remembered this barber and had him come to Hollywood to cut his hair. And then guess how much that haircut, that $10 haircut went to? It went to $300. And then he said after some years, the barber started making $1,500 per cut. This is from Steve, because he was Steve's personal barber. And Steve was getting his hair cut 4 times a week for his TV show and for touring. So at $1,500 per cut, 4 times a week, how much was this barber making? He was making $6,000 a week. And then there came a time when Steve cut his hair off, and Steve had joked that he put his barber on a suicide watch because that barber was making $6,000 a week. And then all of a sudden, Steve decided to cut his hair off. You know, he was concerned for the guy. But Steve said, he gave him a severance package. He said he gave him a large sum of money, and he wished him good luck. And, yeah, so what do you think the barber did? Said the barber now owns 4 salons and has 2 barber colleges, and he brings in $3.6 million a year. And you know what he does? He cuts hair. And what's the point of that? From what I got from that was you need to think differently about what you're doing. Sometimes you don't have to stop and drop everything that it is that you're doing. You just need to change your perception and how you think about what it is that you're doing. The man was cutting hair, something that he did well. He managed whatever it was in his passion. He did it well, that he connected with Steve. And then through working with him and throughout time, he managed to make money. And I think that was like the story of the master and the servants and the bearing of the talents and stuff. This man took his talent and he worked it. And he ain't doing nothing different, nothing fancy, whatever. He cut hair. But then he ended up being a millionaire because he knew how to work his blessings and you know, make it work for him in a large and productive way. So I thought that was a very interesting, you know, situation there. And I want to just remind our callers, those out there that are listening, to join us. Please call in, and we want you to join in and share your thoughts with us. The call number is 515-605-9322. Again, that's 515-605-9322. So, you know, that was interesting. And then I had, when you do that, some other questions that you may want to ask yourself is, like I said, where are you now? Are you close to where you want to be? Is what you are doing now working for you? And what does your end result look like or feel like to you? And only you can say or guess what that looks like to you. But I want to caution you that at the same time, you need to have an idea of what it looks like. You want to know what it feels like. So when it comes, you might recognize it. Sometimes we get too caught up in that it has to look a certain way. And if it's not a certain way, that we miss the blessing because we're so busy looking for it another it to come in one way, and that it comes, it slips in on you in another way. So you need to always be assessing what's going on with you and what you're doing in your life, everything, all aspects, to see if it's working for you, if it's not working for you, and, you know, you pull back from there. And there was another story. It was just so beautiful, and I am so upset with myself. There was this young brother, and I think I had sent it to you, and he was talking about lions. I don't remember his name. It was something entrepreneur, but what he said was so fascinating, and this is what he was talking about. He said, lions don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang with other lions because lions only hang out with other lions. Then the standard is set for a lion. A lion is a lion. The issue with us and success is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. If we could understand the importance of proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellence. We got to come around excellence more often. When you're around excellence, you think excellence and produce excellence in everything that you do. To close the gap to excellence is to hang with lions. And I thought that was so profound. He went in and said, it's just, I love the way that this young man was thinking, because he looked like he was in his, he could have been a teenager and his early 20s, but, you know, he was speaking a lot of truth and positivity. And the thing is, we know it's true. Who you hang around is likely to show who you are, you know? So you want, you be careful. If you want to be great and do great things, you need to be around people, studying people that are doing things that are great about excellence. That is not mediocre or average. They want to do more. They want to do the best that it is that they can do. And, you know, so I found that so wonderful. And the thing is, when we talk about your mindset, that's so important for your mindset. That's where your mindset, what are you thinking about? What are you focusing on? What are you talking about? What are you letting people talk to you about? What you're listening to, what you're watching, what's going on with that? So you'd have to do that. And then, you know, when you're doing something and you don't know what it is that you want, then that is up to you. You have to figure that out for yourself. I can't call it for you. Angela can't call it for you what it is that you're going to do. You need to know for yourself. And then if you don't, you need to go in, you have to go inward and to do that work and pull that out. Because a lot of times, you know what, and when I think people have that block, that is fear. I think a lot of times that's fear as well, because I know me, there are certain things that I knew I could do. I saw flashes, whatever, but just the thought of actually doing it, the fear would paralyze me and shut me down. So the thing is, I'm at a place that, no, I want more than that. I can't be a slave to that, or, you know, put off and not do the things that I want to do because of fear. You know, and then my spirit is not allowing me to just settle for certain things. So the same, a long time when I'm working and doing things, it was like, nah, nope. I did it because, look, I wasn't doing anything else. It was taking care of the bills and taking care of what I needed to do and so on and so forth. It was safe. But now my spirit is not, safe is not good. I said I can't live safe anymore because I would be letting myself down, and that would hurt my feelings at this stage of the game. So, No, I'm serious. Have you ever felt that way yourself, or, you know, or am
of
I the only one in the world?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like feeling, let yourself down. But it the thing is that, you know, what we're talking about tonight is a very interesting conversation in creating the life you want. And more so, the question is why people are unhappy in the life that they have already, right? So creating the life that you want, who don't have the life that they want, right? A lot of people are unhappy with their life, and that's why these shows like this is necessary, right? But before I go on, Abel, I don't know if I answered your question first that you asked me. I don't want to just go on to something and then you ask me a question and I didn't answer it first.
No, you are, and I'm liking your flow. So I'm sitting back and I'm listening, because let me say this to folks. I am not a guru. I am not the expert. I am living this in real time, and this is why I'm taking the time and telling you these things. So a lot of things I do study and read and all of these things and have conversations and discussions with people, but then I got that human side, and, you know, I'm having this human experience, and I'm going through things too, and I'm learning it, and it is going on in real time. So I'm not going to sit up here and try to separate myself and, oh, I'm this and I'm far from it. So this is why I want to be vulnerable, be transparent, and open up so we can do this together. you know. So, you know, I'm not over here and then you're over there and I'm speaking down to you. There are things that I've experienced and learned and watched and that I do know, but then there are things that I need to experience more so as well and to get to another level. So to answer your question, yes, you have. I want you to continue your train of thought in what you were saying, Angela.
Okay. First of all, you do a good job. I mean, over my years of speaking to you, talking to you, counseling with you, you do a good job with helping people think about their situation and from a different perspective, you know. So you're very good with that, you know, without, you know, and questioning their own self. So, yeah, you have been good with that. So you don't have to be an expert is who? Who's an expert? You know, experts are considered experts for a reason, and I totally understand that because an expert is someone who, to me, took years of practice, and when you practicing your, you know, a certain what word I'm trying to use, when you're practicing a certain area of profession, right, you need to educate yourself, you need to be well studied, you also need to know how to bring it in practicality, right, and you need to be able to apply your knowledge and your wisdom that you learned, and that's the only way you could do that if you deal with a lot of people. So the more people that you have experience with, experience of helping, experience of interacting with, the better you become, and that's what makes you an expert. Years of practice, years of studying, years of communicating the path of the profession that you're on, okay? And we can start just doing that with the people that's already around us now, okay? And what I mean by that is that we can do a couple of things. We could do it by being more aware of who we are. So the first thing I would like to get to is that the self-discovery part. So it's very important for us to be able to master ourselves, to really master ourselves. Avon, I see you back online. I see you back up there. So I'm just going to, because I would just keep going with the flow. I was just going on with the conversation. So I see you back on. I see you. I'm going to join you in right now. I see you on the board. Kind of lost you. Are you there, Avon?
I am here. I am here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. I've seen you went off, but I just wanted to get you because I wanted you to hear the conversation. I was just going through the self-discovery part. Now, in life, right, so just to go back to what we were saying, just with you, you do a good job with that. You do a good job of interacting with people, trying to get them to question their own self and, you know, just helping them out. So you do a good job with that. And you don't have to have a degree to do that, you know. But the more years you have, the better you become at doing certain things, right? So once again, those who just came in the chat and online and listening live, the name of the show tonight, the topic that we are speaking about tonight is Do Your Life Your Way, creating the life you want. Okay, so why is this important? A lot of people is unhappy. We're seeing this now. A lot of people are going through mental breakdowns, and that's for several different reasons. That's because of the media telling you what you should be, what you shouldn't be, how to live your life. You try to conform in that way, and then what happens? You're trying to conform in what the society is telling you to do. You try to conform in what your family is telling you to do, your job, and you have all these different personalities. You might be a parent, and now you got a role to play, and you're trying to put it all together, right? The thing is that a lot of us never get an opportunity to really know ourselves, right? We really never know self-awareness, so we become copycats of what society has put on us, okay? And that's why it's so hard, and that's why you see people, they're not reaching their goals, they're not reaching their higher self, they're not reaching the best person that they can be. So how do you, the question is, and people in my chat now, like, how, you know, they rush it, they like, how, right? How do you reach that level of creating a life that you want? First of all, you got to remember, the way you are now, it took some time for you to become unhappy in your life, okay? For you to be the way you are. If you're happy, fine. If you're not, it took some time for you to be that way. So you have to be on a journey now. You have to look at your life on a journey, just beating yourself up and just saying that you're bad and this is wrong and this is wrong and trying to fix something that you don't even know what to fix. You think you know at the time, but you really don't. So what is the solution? One of the solutions that I teach as a life coach is definitely self-discovery. Self-discovery is very important. Self-discovery, self-awareness, okay? And then while you're on that journey, it taps into healing yourself, okay? Because why would I say healing with self-discovery? I'm saying healing with this, using healing with self-discovery and self-awareness is because if you are happy, you are healing, okay? People that, if you're not living your life purpose, if you're not doing the things that you want to do, and if you're not creating the life you want, how could you be happy? How could you be whole? How could you be healed, right? So there's obviously a problem that's going on in your life. So instead of just beating yourself up, you want to get to the main root of the problem of self-discovery. And self-discovery starts off as constantly, this is an everyday journey that you're going to spend with your life, with yourself for the rest of your life, right? Like we're with ourselves all the time, but we don't talk to ourselves. We don't, and when I mean talk to ourselves, I mean questioning our own actions and whys. And really realizing and knowing why we do what we do, why we say what we say, why we sabotaging ourselves, why we putting ourselves through self-limited beliefs. What do we believe about this idea about ourselves? Who told us that? So there's some of the questions out of many questions to start asking yourself while you are on a self-discovery journey. Because once you're on a self-discovery journey, everything else is going to take place, okay? You're going to start, that's how you become self, you start mastering yourself. You might not be able to master yourself 100%, but at least you will know enough about yourself to at least put you in a constant state of happiness immediately, okay? So some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves is why are we unhappy and what are we going to do about it? It, you know, what makes our life put us back? What is our hardest core values? Okay, these are just some of the questions. You know, why do we spend time with the people that we spend time with? You know, why do we tell ourselves that we are stupid or we are ugly or what? You know, where do we get our ideologies from? Right? On the road of self-discovery. So now you're on the road of self-discovery. You're starting to ask yourself questions. Question what you do. Don't just do it. It's like everything that you're doing, why am I working at this job? Why do I want to become a millionaire? I hear people all the time say they want money. What are you going to do with the money when you get it? Is that going to make you happy? Do you want the money so people can like you? Well, then it's not the money. Maybe you need to change your personality. See, there's things in our life that we think that we want that if we get it, it will make us feel better. I'm going to give you an example. Let's say, you know, I hear people say this all the time. Oh, I want to move from my family and friends. I want to move because I'm not happy. You know, I want to move because I want to move to, you know, from New York to California because I am not happy. Guess what? If you move from New York to California and you're not healed and you don't know self and you don't have some type of self-discovery, you haven't did the self-discovery work, you're going to be happy and you're going to be unhappy in California. So you're going to just take your unhappiness to another state. And then what about when those people call you and you're in another state, right? So now they're calling you, these people that made you happy in New York, guess what? They're calling you while you're in California. Right. And even if you ignore their calls, you're not replacing what you're missing. So even though it's negative that they was the negativity they was putting you through, now you need something to replace it. It's like duality, or yeah, I could say duality. Well, it's like duality, right? It's like you give and you take, right? Hot, cold, and it, whatever you do, you have to replace it with something. You can't just pull something away and then don't replace it with something. I don't know if that, I said duality. It was a duality. I don't think that's the right word for it, but I'll come back to that thought. So we have to start self-discovery, right? So people are asking me, oh, well, give us some more examples. Okay. You mentioned something, Avon, right? You said,
okay,
you know, you want to do it, you're doing your best, and then you said you was doing your best to, you want to do things different, right? You said you want to do things different, you want to change, and you got to change, right? And,
correct.
You know, you want more. Most people come, they say, I want more, right? And I'll be happy I want more. But my question is that what's stopping you now? What makes you think that you're having your life now that can't bring you more now if you take care of that which you have already? It's like saying you want a model body because – and you want a model body, but you 300 pounds, you overweight, you're supposed to be 170, but you're 300 pounds, but you want a model body. Okay, you want that, but there's something that you have to do before you get that body, right? So if you want – it's not just a body – that you're saying you just want the body, but what about changing your habits? You understand? You're just thinking about the body. Are you thinking about the health part? Are you? So we have to start questioning what we think that we want. Meaning, use what you have now. You have an apartment now. Say, well, if I had a house, I would clean up. No, you won't. You would not clean up. You would just live in a bigger house with more junk. You say you want a better car, and if you get that new Mercedes Benz, because now you're driving an old Mustang and it's 10 years old, and you feel that's why you don't take care of it. But if you had a Mercedes, you would do better. No, the goal is to whatever you have in your life now, that you take care of it. Now you're showing the universe that I appreciate the small things. I'm appreciative. You're telling the universe, I'm appreciative to whatever I have now. I love where I'm at now, and I can do great things where I'm at now, just like you said about the barber. The barber already, see, it wasn't that the relationship just with the Steve Harvey. How did he get to Steve Harvey? Now, he could have said, well, if I was, because you said something, Ava, you said, well, he's just a barber. He was just a barber, right? And I know you didn't mean it, but check out. He's just a barber, right? Now, that could be the case, the way you think about it. But he loved what he did, right? He didn't say, well, I should be something better or bigger, right? He started off, okay, I'm a barber. But you could put so much passion into it that your passion for what you do open the doors for higher possibilities, okay? Because there was something, like Steve Harvey said, he was just a barber, but he did something so memorable, right, with Steve Harvey, that Steve Harvey went back to get his services so that way he can service him. Steve Harvey went back and said, you know what? I'm going to hire this young man because his talent that he had, whatever that talent is, right? So somebody might say just a barber, yeah. But guess what? He had so much passion in what he had already that he took it serious. Okay? He took it serious and he said, you know what? I love what I do right now, and this is me as a barber, and I'm gonna put all that I have into it. And that's what Steve Harvey saw. That's what Steve Harvey paid for You're thinking it's just a cut. No, it's the vibration. It's the feeling that this young man, this man, gave to Steve Harvey. And by doing this, the universe rewarded him. The universe rewarded him because they see that his ability, right, his ability, he was well appreciated, not what he was hoping for. He didn't say, well, I'm going to just do a cut just to do it because guess what? You know, I'm just making a living. I'm just struggling. I don't care. I'm just a barber, right? But he said, no, everyone that sit in my chair, I'm going to show up for them. I'm going to cut everyone here like they are Steve Harvey before I even meet Steve Harvey or before he become the Steve Harvey. And that's when Steve Harvey said, I'm going to go back and get this guy. Now he's able, he opened up those different, you know, barbershops or whatever he got going on. That's the key. See, we've been told that, oh, we can just do whatever, and then, you know, we just think about the money. We think about the fame. We think about all it is. But what about, and we always think about we want more. What makes you think that the creator didn't already put you in a position that you're in right now that you have what you need to move forward? You have everything right now. You're just not looking at it like that because you're so busy. We so busy looking at others. And that's why we stay in a constant state of depression, a constant state of sadness, because we're looking at other people and we're not showing gratitude for the things that we already have. I know I used to, you know, I had a house and I moved from that house. And you know why? Because my children, they didn't appreciate, not that was one of the reasons, but one of the reasons I was happy, right, to move out of a big house into an apartment is because my children didn't appreciate the lifestyle that was provided. So I used to always complain about how they didn't clean up the room, and, you know, I used to joke about my daughter as she got older, how she used to have the room, you know, junky, and I was the only one doing the cleaning at the time. So when I moved into an apartment, it was so much manageable. I was happy, you know. Son of my daughter, they wasn't really too keen on that. But I was happy because it's less cleaning, you know. But guess what? They did. They left that house and came into an apartment with the same old junk. You understand? They had the same stuff. So you move, whatever your attitude is about life, right, it's not about you getting more. It's about you not enjoying the journey. Tupac said that. He said, yeah, people see you like Tupac or whatever, but it's the journey that makes you who you are. It's like the universe tests you and said, you know what, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you a mustard seed. And let's see if you're going to plant that. Let's see if you have enough patience. Let's see if you have enough time. Let's see, in the meantime, what you're going to do while you're waiting for that to spurt, while you're waiting for that mustard seed to grow. Okay? And that's what we have to start, you know, we have to start taking into account, especially older adults. You know, I know people that's in their 60s, 50s, 60s that's unhappy. And then they explain to me what they already have going on in their life. And I'm like, wow, they got an interesting life. So it's not about doing more. You can do, first of all, to do more, we need to do more culture. Is we need to do more, but the reason why a lot of us give up doing more is because, first of all, we don't even know what we really want to do because, like I said, we haven't discovered self, okay? So we really don't even know what we want to do. And then when we do think that we do something, we quit early because you don't have no passion for that because when you're looking at the Steve Harveys, you're looking at the Oprah and the Beyoncés and this one and that one, and you think that your life's supposed to be that way. What about becoming the best average person that you can be, right? Meaning that the barber, he was just average barber. That would be considered average to regular people, but he put that all into whatever he has. If you're a janitor, God bless you to be a janitor, guess what? Why not clean? That's your job. Why not do the best on what you have already? And then guess what? Somebody might come by, one of your, you know, one of your, one of the the CEO of the company might stop by one day and you clean it, and you got the building or wherever you work at looking so clean, like they said, clean as a board of health, that you can put a white glove on it, go through it, and you don't see anything. And he might reward you by giving you a raise or recognizing you and telling you, you know what, why don't you open a cleaning business and teach and instruct. That's what opportunities bring you when you take serious what you already have in your life right now. That's moving on a high vibrational way of looking at things. And in the meantime, you discovering yourself. Why do you want more? You might want more money to get friends. Then you get the money. You're going to lose it all anyway because you're going to have to pay for your friends. Nobody really likes your attitude. No one really likes you without money. So now you're going to make money just to buy friends. That's just one of many examples that people are doing. And that's why they never do it, you know. And most people are average, right? Most people are average because they don't know what they want in life, and being average is not so bad. Just make sure that that's what you want. Don't let TV tell you that. Don't let, you know, no one tell you that it's not okay to be average. Like, you might be average, and it's relative. Average is relative, because here's the thing. You might be a so-called average person, but you might be a stay-at-home mom, and your kids adore you. They grow up and say, Mom, you're the best mom in the world. And, you know, I appreciate you. You was there for me. And, you know, you gave us, you know, the life. You know, you would come home and cry to you. And so it depends on what feeling do you want. You know, when you die, what do you want people to say about you? You know, and these are things that if we start thinking about it and we start questioning ourselves, then it becomes better. Another thing, people need to – I know when people get sick, right, they go to a doctor immediately. Some of us, you know, if you get sick anytime, some people go to the doctor more than others. And what's that? It's a word for that. When people are scared of everything, chondriac, what is it called, Avon?
Hypochondriac.
There's people who, I know a couple of myself, people that's hypochondriac, they go to the doctor all the time, and I'm one of them. I'm not gonna lie, but I call my holistic doctor, and she'll just tell me she'll ease me because I don't try to fight that I'm not that, or really I'm not that. It's just I guess so, right? So I'll call my doctor, holistic doctor, and I'll talk to her, and then she'll put me on my path, right? Because I'm not fighting against it. I'm got time to keep fighting against that. And I said, okay, this is what it is. I'll get better. Let me bring it to her attention, right? So, but I go to a doctor, right? Now, there's people who out here who need true healing, right? And they don't use a therapist, all right? If you have a therapist, life coach, a mentor in your life, no wonder you're doing things over and over. You need people that's going to hold you accountable. We have to put we have to build teams around us to better our lives. See, we build friendships and all of this, and that sometimes useless or it don't be as beneficial, but you need to put professionals in your life or serious people that can help you on a self-journey, self-mastery. And those are key people. That's like the doctor for your mind, the doctor for your spirit, the doctor for your self-discovery. What is that? A therapist or a psychologist or a life coach, a health coach. People get trainers, right? Don't they get fitness trainers? So what makes you think that, you know, don't they, right? I hear a lot of people. But then when it comes to their happiness, they take very little effort and they just run out there and do it. Like, for instance, you said, let's fast, right? I need to ask, what am I fast for? You understand? It's a short-term, long-term, and it's not even a fasting, right? Because a lot of people, you can fast, right, because you want to lose weight. Here's the thing. You fast because you want to lose weight. Wow, you lost 15 pounds in a two-week fast, right? Oh, my God, you look great. Good. Then now, guess what? You got issues, internal issues going on, right? So now your mind is telling you everyone's bothering you. You don't know your core values in life. You're still watching YouTube videos, listening to random people, talk to you about, listening to random people about your life, and now you're back on the route of gaining the weight back. Because it was never that you just only need to lose weight. You need to lose all the negativity, confusion, and all that, and the toxins, mental, emotional, and spiritual toxins that you have created in your body and your mind. That's what you need to do first. So you can get on these journeys, temporary journeys, and if you don't deal with the core issues of your emotions and of your body and of your health, you have nothing. A lot of times you see people that's unhealthy and they're trying to make they need to change their lifestyles. They're trying to change their lifestyle. I'm trying to make $1 million and you unhealthy. How are you going to do that being unhealthy? So this things in our life, our core values that we either don't know, we need to investigate more of ourselves. It's not just about a do more. This is a do more mentality, but to do more of what? Okay, and that's relative to everybody. Don't get caught up in what everyone else expects you to do. Like one of the things you were saying, you said you was listening to some videos, YouTube videos, and then you started to get depressed. You wasn't really depressed. You was just sad at that moment, you know. And it's good to understand what makes us sad, right? Just as well as because what makes us happy, what makes us confident, you know. How confident are you in your abilities, you know, to make decisions in your life, to make life changes in your life? And that's why we want more, because you're not confident in taking care of the things that you already have in your life. Right? You have your health right now. I'm sure some of us have, you know, careers and jobs. And it's about empowering yourself where you at now, not just more. Because then the more you get, the less you're going to appreciate if you don't already appreciate what you already have. Said Avon, anything you want to say? I don't want to just keep going on without,
you know. Let me tell you something. No, I loved it. I loved it. You were very eloquent, and I loved how you said what you said. You said what you said, and I was right here with it for the whole ride. I was flowing with you, and you're absolutely right. So I want to reiterate and ask the question. So you're saying what I'm gathering is where we run into trouble is when we want things we don't truly understand. We want things, but we're not really understanding why we want it. And it's not what we really want. It's what we think we want, but we did not investigate further to find out what it really is. Is that making sense? I don't know. I just felt like I kind of rambled there for a moment there. But
no, that's true. Like sometimes we want things that we got to ask ourselves why we want. Why do you want to become a millionaire? It's like, you know, most people, I want a lot of money to do what? And the question would be, I would ask somebody, okay, so if you have $1 million, how would that make you feel? How would that make you look? Would it change your presence? Would it change your circumstances now? And I know most people say, yeah, $1 million. But, you know, $1 million come with other issues too, right? And
sure,
what is it that you really do? You might want to travel. So it's not just about the money. You want to travel more. Well, there's ways you can travel more without having $1 million, right? One of the things that I do sometimes, I want to travel, right, and I don't have the time or the resources now to go to all these different countries, but I have the time and resources to go in my neighborhood, to go and, you know, in the borough that I live in. Some of us talking about we want to travel all over the world, and if we had the money, we'd do it, but you don't even remember the cleanest down the block from where you live. You don't explore what you already, that's in front of you. You don't explore your neighborhood. You don't explore your city. You know, you ever went to someone else's city and you're so excited and you're like, oh, you know, and then they'll talk about where you live at and like, oh, I want to go visit that. I want to. And then you realize, like, that guy, I didn't even know New York had that or California had that. And you live right in the city of the state. So it's about using what you have now. Okay? I tell a lot of people always, oh, you know, I want more, more, more. But use what you have now to transform your life and ask yourself questions. What can you – how could you make your life beautiful now? You might not have time to do, you know, to do all that. What makes you think that – that you have all this time to, you know, just to try to make a – some of us, we're not going to have the time, we don't have the resources, or we don't even have the knowledge to make a certain amount of money or to do certain things. It don't have to be money. We don't even have enough time, right? So why not use what you already have that may can get you to those things? Your talents and gifts right now may can get you to whatever you think that you want. If you – cultivate whatever it is that you have now.
I agree with you because you said it. People don't have gratitude or appreciation for what they have in front of them. They don't understand it. So the thing is, if something that you don't even understand, how do you know its value? You don't recognize its value. So how are you, like you said, why are you asking for more when you can't even explain and utilize what's in front of you? One thing will lead to the other thing or show you where you are. So that is a very important thing. You need to stop and stand still and pay attention to what's right in front of us. You said that very well. That's that is absolutely true. This appreciation thing. Do you have any suggestions to how they can do that? You have mentioned some, but do you have any more, or you want to reiterate some of the thoughts that you had on that?
Say that again. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Like, what can people do to learn to appreciate what's in front of them and to understand what's happening right in front of them? To get to that gratitude and appreciation for what they have so that they can gain more, you know?
Well, it comes with a lot. It sounds as simple, but I think people need to build a team with them. Just like when you start a business, right, you need an accountant. If people notice as soon as I say it, you need a team of people, okay? You need to get mentors. You need mentors, okay? I would think so because it's like a doctor. You have, what is it called, a PCP? You have everyone have, that main doctor, and then what that main doctor does, right?
The primary doctor? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, primary doctor. Yeah, primary care doctor, right? So
right.
You got the primary care doctor, right? But if something's wrong with your heart, and you go to your doctor, you might have chest pains. She's not a cardiologist, right? So she can't tell you, she can't tell you exactly what's wrong. She might give you a basic. But then what she does, she refers you, right? So your primary doctor refers you to various people. So you need to set up people in your life. Like you become your primary physician by understanding yourself, understanding your body, understanding your moods. Like, okay, I know I'm feeling this way, so let me build a team around me. Let me build a support team around me, meaning you should have, and when you do this, you should have a spiritual. You might have, some people might need a spiritual teacher. They do this all the time. They might go to church, right? Don't people go to church? Because why? They trying to see a spiritual appetite. They trying to see their spiritual higher self, so they go to church. You might need a coach. You might need a therapist. I think everyone, you know, should seek these type of professional people to help out. Get you a mentor, because now you start building a team around you that can help you quicker, and they can say, listen, you told me 2 days ago. I mean, you know, you 2 months ago that you wanted to accomplish this, but you're still doing this. Let's talk about that. What stopped you holding you back or preventing you from doing what you say you want? And then maybe they can help you discover, you know what, I really don't want that. Like, it's like before you go into any new career or you start a business, what most people tell you, try it out first, right? They want you to try the job out first. You should go and work for that company. If you want to become, you know, a CNA, work as a, you know, go into high school, do some volunteer work. Maybe you wouldn't want to do that. I remember, I'm going to tell you a quick story. I remember my friend, my best friend, Tanya, she died of cancer. And her dying stages, I thank God that I was there to be there with her. And I wanted to be, at that time, I wanted to be a nurse. I just like, because, you know, when she was in the hospital, I was very overprotective. I would make sure everything was fine. If she needed pillows, I would go look and go get the pillows. Like, it was like I was part of the staff, okay? And, you know, I knew so much of that was going on. So the next nurse shift, I kept up with that. I gave them the information. The same thing with my Aunt Carol. She died. I knew this information. And by me seeing them die, and they died like months apart, they were diagnosed mm-hmm. during the same month, and they died like months apart. So it was very traumatic for me. So I knew, I was like, I want to be a nurse. That's it. You know, and I was going to move to North Carolina, I think it was. Yeah, North Carolina with some family out there. And I got all the information, and I did all the research. Amazingly, I did the research. I was like, I want to be a doctor. Then something happened when I started as a CNA because I knew the nursing path. I started as a CNA and then get, you know, the hospital to pay for me to become a nurse because it was kind of expensive. I didn't even make it to the CNA because something happened in the hospital with someone. I went to go visit someone, and I was by someone who went to the bathroom on themselves. And I seen how these, you know, they were telling me how they had to clean them up, and told me the worst parts of the CNA job, and they was like, even with the nurses, sometimes what happened, they said, oh, the nurses don't have to really do the CNA job, but what about when you don't have a CNA around? Because I wanted to work with the sick people, you know, like, because I had a passion just to do it that way. Let me tell you something. After I heard the story, I didn't even have to go get a temporary job or volunteer. I was done. I changed my mind so quick about they didn't even have to, you know, that I didn't even go that path anymore. So you want to be able to do stuff like that. Like if you feel you on a different path or you want to do something, volunteer. What about when you don't have a job, right? People say, oh, I want better, I want to do more. Volunteer for someone. You might be volunteering for someone, helping someone else out, and then you might find out that you're helping yourself more than them because you might find your real true gift and your talent by volunteering. People say that all the time. If you go to a professional career coach and they tell you, oh, in the meantime, what you should do your resume, send your resumes out, talk to people, let them know you need a job. In the meantime, volunteer with a company. Volunteer to, you know, be an apprentice for someone or, you know, a volunteer at a not-for-profit organization. And you'd be surprised when you get, because now you're still doing something. You're not just sitting idle, okay? So that's some of the ways that you can begin on a journey. Did I answer your question? Because I want to know. And other people's asking me, I'm taking questions today. Yeah.
You most certainly did. And while we're here, I just want to remind the callers, and we have some calls, remind everybody to call in to speak with us. You call in 515-605-9322, 515-605-9322. And Angela, let's take a call. We want to do the 7093. So we're going to take some calls. Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm going to take the caller. I'm going to the caller 7093. Hello, and what city, your name and city and state that you're calling from?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can
Hello?
Hear you. Yes, we can.
Hey, this is Ty. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Tiny. How are you?
You here, Angela?
From Atlanta, Georgia. Yes. Hi, Ty from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine.
Okay. I was listening to the show, and I was basically wanting to chime in about how people can kind of like get into alignment with what they want. What I was hearing is that people sometimes get too caught up in what they don't have, which is something that they want from the future. And sometimes they're thinking too much about going into the past. And what happens is when your body gets anxious that way, it triggers an automatic stress response in the body that doesn't allow you to be able to have access fully to your thoughts and whatnot. So first, I think that we got to take things first. We can't be too far ahead of ourselves. I think sometimes we got to just, when they say know thyself, literally kind of know yourself, like know the science of how your body works. And like you said, like Angela said earlier, like knowing the science of how your body works and what happens when this happens and this happens and causes this effect. Because people talk about being happy, but if you don't know how your body works, you don't even know what's making you unhappy, because the body is kind of comprised of like a lot of different, it has a lot of different components that when one thing, like a thought is triggered, it causes something else to happen in the body. And then you start going down the rabbit hole that way. So, I mean, this is like a really big, like I'm trying to condense this because it's like a lot of information to try to condense into a small period of time. But basically, kind of like to get into alignment to attract the things you want, some people might want to consider learning first and foremost how their body works. And there's many different ways you can go about learning these things, and especially with the internet. You know, you got to sift through so much information, but the information is there for you to start to, like, go step by step and figuring out, you know, how to get your body into proper alignment. Like Avon was saying about old wine and new skins and new wineskins. It's like, so in the scriptures, it's like wine was like a spiritual knowledge. And like say milk was for babies, wine is like spiritual knowledge for like the more advanced you get. So it's like trying to put new spiritual, like a higher level of spiritual knowledge into your body that's still operating on a old system, which can cause that system to break down. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Continue.
So, you know, I'm not going to go, like, too much further on it, but I think that the first step would probably be to get a really solid foundation on how your body works and also your breathing or the science of the spirit, which is your breathing, basically. And try to figure out how that works, because your breathing pretty much regulates everything in your body. And when it's out of alignment, it throws everything off, and that's where a lot of diseases come in, like cancers and all these other diseases. It's from, like, a body out of alignment, and a lot of it comes from, like, trapped energy in different parts of the body. So once you can get that energy moving in its proper channels, you know what I mean, it opens up a lot of different things, and especially your feelings, like the mood you're in. So when things are flowing properly and the breath is flowing properly, then you'll start to notice lighter feelings. And then your breath is the only thing that kind of like grounds you into the present moment. It's like a grounding for the body, your breath. So when you're breathing, see, most people don't even really understand that they're breathing shallow throughout the course of the day because their mind is so caught on so many other different things. And then they go, their body automatically goes into like fight or flight, survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, you're not able to fully think. But I'm not going to go much further. I just wanted to like add that into there and to the conversation about like trying to help, you know what I mean? Maybe people can start there with getting into alignment to attract the things that they want in their life and to be open with a clear mind and a grounded mind on what they may be good at. Because I, like I said, man, you got to take first things first. Your body is the only real thing that you have, you know, so that's all.
Yep, health. Health discovery, yes, health. That's definitely important. Health. I would thank you for your contribution, first of all. Thank you, Todd, so much for your contribution. Okay. Before I make my statement, Avon, do you have a question for Todd?
No, I'm with the flow, and I like what's going on. I want to hear the questions that you have and where you want to take it because, you know, do your thing because I can hear more that needs to be said and flowed there. So you go for it. Go for it. I'm here.
Okay. First of all, he mentioned something about the flight or fight situation. And that comes from our body don't know the difference between stress responses, meaning that your body responds to the same way as your kids getting on your nerves as if you caught in the desert with a bear, okay, mm-hmm. chasing you. So it releases the same type of chemicals. So that's why stress is very dangerous, right? So once we get in tune, one thing I totally agree with, and that comes from self-discovery as well, with our health, and I believe in our spirituality as well, then we can become more aligned with our that's on the line of self-discovery and self-mastery. So like you said, because if you're not healthy, you're not going to be able to do anything, right? That's true. You can't do anything. If you know yourself on the journey of self-discovery on why your body is feeling a certain way, what gets you upset, you will – or whatever else is going on in your body, in your mind, it will help you on your journey to self-discovery, which will lead into self-mastery. So spirituality, health, self-mastery, all that is a component of being able to create in the life that you want. And it's more real. It's more authentic. It's more organic than to just say, I'm going to create the life I want and I want money and I want fame and I want fortune. Because now you're dealing with the real core values of you being a human being, of you being into existence, right? And that takes responsibility. So we all put here on this earth, but we have responsibilities of taking care of our health, taking care of our spirituality, and taking care of what's here on the earth, meaning each other. And we can't do that if we on our lowest state of thinking and lowest state of developing. So creating your life that you want comes with those key steps. And a lot of us miss those key steps. People now as well, everything is fast, quick. You know, everybody wants success today. Everyone wants to change today. You know, they want to go on these quick diets because they want to lose weight quickly, and they want to get part of these pyramid schemes because they want to make money quicker. So everything is just moving. It seems like it's moving fast, but at the end of the day, is it really taking you to where you really want to go? So with that, Avon, do you have any other
Yes. Ty, I would like to ask you, since you know the topic, do your life your way, could you give us a quick
overview or an example of how you flow and how you set yourself up to make the changes in your life to get yourself, you know, moving into the direction that you want to go? What are some of your methods, or, you know, what might that look like? Could you give us an example?
Yeah, I'm asking Ty.
I just think that first thing, you can, I won't say self-diagnose everything in your body, but you can listen to your body and you can feel your body. And in doing so, you can feel exactly, if you get quiet enough, you can feel exactly where you might have energy trapped in your body. And then, so what I do is, I'll listen to my body and, like, get a feel of it, and, you know, and then I'll start doing, like, deep breathing exercises, because I know that deep breathing through experience helps ground you. And then because the stress responses are automatic, it would be wise to understand how to shut them off. So what I found is a way to shut off those automatic stress responses, because you start to feel anxious. And I found the best way to shut them off is to deep breathe, or yoga, or any of these practices that gets the chi flowing back and forth, up and down and through your body, and releases any trapped energy that might be caught. Because once that energy gets untrapped, you'll start to feel a difference physically in your body. And once you start feeling that difference in your body physically, your mind kind of is able to relax. And then once your mind is able to relax, then everything, your mind is what got the body out of alignment in the first place. So once you get the mind back into alignment, the body follows. And then you'll start to realize through experience that all these problems that you have with unhappiness and things of this nature usually comes from what you're thinking, or what other people may have you thinking, or what is suggested to you on a daily basis, what you might be programmed to feel.
So how do you reprogram yourself for that? I understand what you're saying about the body. So once you have the body
listen to your body, right? Find out where the energy is trapped at, right? Start to try to untrap that energy, get things flowing. And then what's going to happen is you're going to feel better. let's forget everything else. Feel better first to get into alignment. Just feel better. And then you'll start to notice that, like, things will start attracting your way. Because then you can start doing things like the things that you're passionate about, the things that you love, without any barrier or any, like, fears or any – because a lot of those fears are, like, self-imposed fears based off of programming. Now I don't want to get too deep and crazy with it, but what I've found of experience and studying this for, like, a long time, and using myself basically operating on myself, you know what I mean, and dissecting myself and going deep and trying to figure out, okay, how does the mind work, which is basically what the Bible basically kind of is the science of the mind. Oh. And, you know, most of these scriptures are, I mean, yes, you can have a historical sense of it, but a lot of it helps you to unlock the science of your mind, because basically these teachings help you think a certain way. And you notice once you start thinking a certain way, you start feeling a little bit more confident based off of how you think. And you start feeling different. And then things start attracting to you different when you start thinking different. So did that answer the question that you had? Did I go too far off?
No, you didn't go too far off, because I wanted you to make the correlation so we know how the steps that you do. So you were telling us, so You start with the physical, listening to the body, and then once you get that in alignment and subdue that, then it allows you to open up to think on the direction of what you want to go, or you're able to think of what it is that you want to do, or the path and passageways are open and clear so that you can receive the information that you need.
So you can be a magnet, basically, or the antenna that you're meant to be, because if you feel like there's a God or universal connection, then basically your body's an antenna. So you want that antenna to be in its best possible position to be able to receive any messages or put you in proper alignment to gravitate toward anything that you're trying to get to, because the body and the spirit already knows what you want.
I like that. I didn't think of it.
You're basically kind of like in your own way sometimes. And that's why sometimes you find yourself bumping up against the wall, because like the channels are kind of like blocked and not open to receive. So they kind of shut off kind of. And it's your job to kind of like open it back up and then be able to receive these messages. Because basically what is God is the message, and you're the receiver, and you gotta be back into connection alignment with the universe or whatever you call it. You have to like open the channels to be able to receive the message. You're basically like antennas, but the message and the signals is getting crossed. So therefore, don't get, like a lot of us don't get what we want a lot of times, because we're not receiving, being able to and open to receiving the proper messages simply based off of science. Because before anything, man, like science and math is the foundation of all of this. Everything operates on like a code, don't it?
Yes.
Or a system.
I agree.
Everything has a system to it. Even your body. So as above, so below. You gotta, you know what I mean, align yourself back, and you can do it through science, and you can be your doctor, and you can analyze yourself, and you can basically kind of heal yourself.
When you take the time to know yourself, absolutely.
When you take the time to know thyself, basically, yeah.
Absolutely. Angela?
Yes. No, he said basically, yeah, we was touching, because he mentioned spirituality too. So it's a connection with all of that. All of that works together. Your spirituality, your health, right? That should be definitely a key point. Spirituality, your health, because if you don't have good health, you have nothing, might be agreed on. But your spirituality, I mean, that's one of my key things is to definitely be in alignment with that. Your spirit, your soul, your spirit. So he hit on a lot of different areas.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, Ty, if you want to hang on, you know, we keep you on the line and
I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna tap out and listen. But you know, what I mean, I appreciate what y'all doing, because it's needed, and you know, what I mean, having these practical applications, and not just talking about the problem all the time, but actually having like practical applications to these problems is definitely needed. Instead of like debate shows, you know, what I mean, y'all are actually like, you know what I mean, telling people how to, like, get it done. You know what I mean, practical application, which is, you know what I mean, definitely needed. And that's what's needed for us as a whole, and especially for our children. Because when we teach the children, things change. When we have this wisdom to teach the children, that's how things start changing, in my opinion. So thank y'all for what y'all doing and putting yourselves out there, and you know what I mean? And the show sounds magnificent. It sounds wonderful, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Gratitude.
Thank you so much. All right, guys.
All right,
just continue to listen. Thank you. And listen, Ty, continue to listen online, and then be sure to visit us in the chat, okay?
Will do.
All right. Take care.
Right,
thank you so much. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
See ya.
Stay on. Yeah, stay on just in case we might want to ask you something.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That was very nice. I love it. I love it, Angela. I love it. I love it. That was very good. Again, tonight's show is Do Your Life Your Way. And the call-in number is 515-605-9322. Angela, you want to take any more calls?
Yes. We have a caller, 8365, with the last four digits, 8365. And just to reiterate, what we have is creating the life you want on the show. So caller 8365, saying faith, name.
Okay, this is Brother Anthony from the Bronx, New York. Peace and blessings.
Brother Anthony.
Peace and blessings
to you and Avon.
Thank you.
And I was listening in. I mean, y'all covered a lot, talked about a lot. I mean, you know, this topic is really, I mean, I'll just say a few things. This topic is really a lecture. This is not like a superficial topic. Because, like, you know, most of the things we're saying is short, cliche answers, but that's really not going to really educate people in-depthly on how to, really the topic is how to find your life purpose. And that comes from God. That's not a trick. That's not a gimmick. And it's not what you want. That's another thing I hear nobody say one time. What you want to do, God may not want you to do that. And if he don't want you to do that, you ain't going to be able to do it. You know, some of these people on these secret stuff, they sitting there lying to the people. It don't work that way. But that's a whole nother story. That's why I said this topic is, most of these topics Avon is having is way deeper than the stuff she be saying. This stuff is way deeper.
Oh, absolutely.
About what you're supposed to be doing.
Anthony, listen. Hold on one second. And I agree with you, and you're absolutely correct. And what's going on, these are deeper. So what we're doing is introducing subjects or whatever and get the conversation started. It is going to take more than one, 2 hour sitting to get a hold of it, but it's to open up the door and get the conversation started, and then folks, get them to stimulate them to go deeper and research and do their homework or what have you, and then we can do follow-up shows or whatever. So I agree with you.
No, I get it. I mean, no, I get it. I mean, you got to start from somewhere. I mean, I get it. I'm not saying it as if you don't know, Ava. I'm just stating the obvious.
No. Right. And I'm not.
I know you know that. I mean, I know you and Angela, both of y'all are smart women. Y'all know that. I'm just saying it for conversation, too, you know.
No, and I like it. And then look, this is why we have you here now. So now you can speak more and go into more in-depth on certain
Actually, spirituality, technically speaking, is the end-all, be-all. There is money is nothing. It's not even close. The physical world ain't nothing compared to. That's where the physical world comes from. That's like putting a cart before the horse. The body is not the key. The key is the soul, which is invisible. You can't see your soul.
But let me ask you something. On your road to self-discovery, you think it's on your road to self-discovery?
Because you said this, I want to say something else to what you said earlier and what the callers and people keep saying the self. The self, I mean, I got to really reiterate it. So I want this to go into everybody's subconscious mind. You need to be brainwashed with this. Because everybody's brainwashed in school. Yeah, your self is not your physical body. I'm going to say it again. The self, and when the Egyptian says, no, the self is not my body. I'm not my body. That's not who Anthony is. All the spiritual masters tell you that. Jesus said that. Buddha, Prophet Muhammad, everybody know that. That is not, it doesn't, the body ain't, it's the body is part of it, but the self is the soul. So when it says self, it's talking about my higher self, my true self. And my body is not God. Your soul is God, not your body. People get it twisted, okay? So your body is a shell of who you really are. Okay.
But can I just,
now
let
the
me
body
just,
is
let me,
key
let
in
me
terms of. Wait, let me finish. The body is key in terms of the body is a medium to have the physical and the spiritual worlds meet. That's what's important, not to so much just the body per se. People don't use this stuff the right way. The body is a vehicle for higher angels and gods and higher forces, which created the planet and created you. Like, you can't get no more simpler than this. The beings we talking about created the planet and all of us on here, myself included. I mean, you can't make this
okay.
stuff up, man.
We understand that, right? That your
right.
that it's the soul. But if I'm depressed, sitting on my couch, eating 3 tons of ice cream, cookies, potato chips, and I'm ready to commit suicide.
Right.
I'm not going to worry about no angels, nobody. I don't even have that thought in my mind, because if I did, I wouldn't be even self-indulgent and killing myself. So we just coming up with practical solutions. You are absolutely right. That could even be a part two, part three. But we just talking about basics, because we know that there's spirit. You know, maybe we don't know that part. Maybe everyone don't know.
That's not a given. People don't know that. And all I'm just trying to say, I know this is a deeper talk. I'm just commenting on comments that people, you said earlier, Avon, the gentleman earlier. Okay, the body is not the key. That's part of it. That's not like, because people think that's the highest level. That's the problem now. The earth is, people has become too carnally, when the Bible says carnal, that means fleshly, the body. People put too much emphasis into the body, too much, and then they don't take care of their body, because you have to, first of all, the first thing is just basic, we're talking about practicality here. I'm a Capricorn, we deal with practical. First of all, you got to be healthy. Before, like the gentleman was talking about finding parts
and
in your body. People ain't ready for even that. You can't find a part of your body. You got high blood pressure. You got diabetes. You got sickle cell. You got cancer. I can go on and on. Most people is sick. Anybody who's overweight is sick. That's what Dr. Savy would say, technically speaking. So people are even physically sick. So in order for you to do your full life purpose is what God wants you to do. What God wants you to do and what you want to do is two. That's the reason why people are going to have another problem. Well, I want to do this. God said, no, I sent you down here to be, let's say God said, I sent you down here to be a painter. I don't want you to make a whole bunch of money and be like down. I only want you to be a painter. This is what I be talking about with people. God said, I want you to be a singer. That's the main thing I want you to express the gift. That's why we sent you down here for. Everybody already got a blueprint. God already got food. People don't want to do it. They want to do what they want to do. God knows exactly. If you tell me God don't know exactly, he knows exactly what you're supposed to be doing. I'm 200%. God. Ain't no maybe, no probably. Your guardian angels know what you're supposed to be doing. Not what you want to do, what you're supposed to be doing, what they sent you down here. Because before they sent you down here, they tell you, don't come back here. Don't even die until you complete what we sent you down here to do, or what you agreed to do based on your karmic records.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
are
trying, so that's not even in the thing for them. But now we live in such of an atheistic society where people don't believe in God no more. It's gotten real bad. So people is chasing, and that's why they're depressed and suffering, because your soul. First of all, people being depressed, that's also an indication of your soul. Your soul is not happy with what you're doing and how you're treating yourself. You're not feeding your soul. So that's why rich people are way, people with money, that all the people y'all be bragging about, they all more depressed than anybody I know. These celebrities are real poor example. They out of touch with their higher self at the highest level, actually. It's actually quite the contrary,
so,
like Jesus said.
Let me ask you something. A practical way that a person that's listening, because we got several listeners now, that can say that, just a practical way, because I understand the deeper method. And, yeah, your soul, right?
No, I just said the practical way about basic health, about your diet. Before you can find a guy, you know, what the guy is saying is right, but they're not ready for that until they get healthy. You got people got to change, and they don't want to hear that because that takes discipline. To find your life purpose, first of all, you need discipline and self-control. That's one of the Bible things the Bible teaches is discipline, which people, if you don't have discipline, you can't make it. That's impossible. You can't even control your money to save your money. You have to have discipline and self-control, and you have to control what you eat. That's part of it, too. You are what you eat. That's a practical solution. That's part of it. It's a practical solution right there. So you got to get your health. If you're overweight, you need to lose weight. Let's concentrate. So forget about money, because if you get sick, you're going to die. You ain't going to be able to make no money. That's backwards. So people have to concentrate on their health. Get healthy first, or you might die on the way of trying to find out what you need to get your body in control. So that part of it, too, that's the practical part. Of spirituality tell you to take care of your body first. So the spirit, people think spiritual world is spiritual more practical than anybody ever heard. And what people deem as success is money. So no celebrity is successful to me. They're out of tune with the universe more than anybody I know. Because the highest level is to reach enlightenment. That's what God sent everybody down here for. That's the whole goal of all the religions.
Let me just hold on for a minute.
Spiritually, that's not even up for debate. That's the reason why God sent us down here. That's why we keep coming back in cycles of reincarnation, born over and over and over and over, the wheel of birth, death, and rebirth. That's why people keep coming back down here over and over again till you get the spiritual lessons. It didn't say till you get money and make a lot of money. Where say that in the Buddhist Bible or the Bible or the Quran? It don't say that in no spiritual book. That's the only thing I'm saying, but people have to get healthy on a basic level. Stop consuming red meat. Start exercising. Go to your doctor. Make sure, get healthy first. If you're depressed, go get counseling. Go get therapy. You know some people who you can talk to. Now on a practical level, talk to them. So you got to get help on a practical level. You need help. Talk to a mentor. What I mean by that, a mentor, a friend, a family member, for people with psychological issues. Because you ain't going to receive their life purpose if they got mental psychological issues. I don't know, people don't like to get into this stuff, but this is the practical and nuts and bolts of this stuff. So you got to prioritize. You see what I'm saying? And
Hold on, Anthony.
Let me just say this, the gentleman said something about yoga. Yoga is a religion. Yoga is a sacred religion, just as sacred as Islam or Christianity. I'm going to say this again. Yoga is not an exercise. It's almost blasphemy to say that. Yoga is not an exercise. It's to reach enlightenment, to become one with God. That's what yoga is for. Because white people get into this stuff and they disrespect the Hindus and the people who started these religions, which really come from Africa, technically speaking, because they got that from the Egyptians and the Ethiopians. Because we mastered yoga and all that stuff, Africans. We was the first people to reach enlightenment. Because we were here before everybody else. I don't know what everybody else is talking about. They're not the pictures of enlightenment. The black man is. We are the Buddha, Muhammad, all that stuff. Okay, we just fell from grace. But the point I'm saying is I know these are topics that's an in-depth topic. It's not a superficial topic, okay? And money doesn't buy you happiness. That's why Whitney Houston died using drugs. She was depressed, and she had a $100 million contract. So obviously, and one of the comedians was the guy from York and Mindy. He killed himself. He was rich. Can't say that ain't true. So I thought money solved all your problems. Obviously, it doesn't. You can't get no more successful. What's the guy from Nano Nano who killed himself? What's that guy named?
Robin Williams
killed himself. Can't say that ain't true. He was depressed, he said. Now, what y'all got to say on that? So, no, it doesn't. That's not success. So if you tell people that, you're telling people to go kill themselves like Robin Williams. I interpret stuff a different way. So, no, it's not going to get you happiness, not even a little bit. It's just going to help with physical stuff, mainly your body. Because people don't even use their money to invest it into their spirituality and their spiritual growth. They use it to go buy a house, a car, and stuff like that.
Okay, hold on. Let me just get another caller. Just hold on for 1 minute. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going back to caller 6770. 877-207-9393. Once again, our topic is creating the life, creating the life you want, okay? And we coming up with solutions and, you know, just different ideas, all right? So creating, do your life your way, creating the life you want. All right, once again, call us 7093.
It's Ty again.
Oh, okay, Ty. Okay. No, do you have any other questions or comments?
Yeah, I just had a comment in response to what the brother had just said a minute ago, and I agree with what he's saying about it is about getting in connection with God. And so when I was making any comments, or not just me, but when I make comments about spirituality and yoga and things like that, it's to basically be able to clear the way for the body to naturally get back into alignment with God. Because in these scriptures, I believe in books like the Bible. I believe in the Bible. And it says, you know, the kingdom of heaven is within man. And then John said, clear the way for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So that means that the kingdom of heaven is within man. Basically, the body is the medium that needs to be cleared out so that you have access to the holies of holies, which is God in you, in your brain. So I don't want to think that I'm saying, like, oh, the new agey or all this other stuff. No, I'm basically, bottom line is to get back into alignment, to be in alignment with God alone. Because ultimately, helping each other is going to be like part of the key to happiness, and or a big key to happiness. So, just wanted to just make that statement and leave it there.
Okay, Anthony, you can
I want to make a comment too. I have an oracle card here with one of the enlightened Buddhas. He reached the highest level when he was alive. His name, and Illuminati people talk about him too. He's famous. His name is Lord Maitreya. This is the Buddha of happiness and joy. Okay, the name of this oracle card is the power of joy. And he has a rainbow over his head. The rainbow is a symbol of the higher self. That's what your higher self look like. You see that this is Masonic knowledge. This ain't no regular stuff. The Bible's a Masonic book too. It's not just a book for the mind. The Bible got everything in there: astrology, numerology, math, and most of this stuff is in code. The Bible is deeper than what people think it is. But that's a whole another story.
And it's ancient. It's ancient, correct? It goes back a long way.
It's ancient. I just got to reading. The brother was breaking. I mean, I said this brother's right. The Bible has the higher mysteries. This is where people act like they're retarded. There's the high, religion is the lower mysteries, all religions. The moral part is the basic kindergarten stuff. Don't kill, don't cheat, don't sleep with nobody's wife. People can't even do that, and they still telling me they're heavy. Okay, you can't reach enlightenment if you're doing those things. You might as well be wasting your time, brother. So the scriptures are correct on the moral part. That's the discipline. That's why I keep telling you to release the kundalini energy, which is the highest level, which when you release these powers, you can bend and shape reality. See, people are doing it backwards. That's how Jesus was able to literally, not figuratively like these Kemet people say, Jesus was able to literally walk on water. These are the powers you get when you untap the powers of your higher self. That's way greater than all the money on the planet Earth put together. It ain't even close. There is no competition. That's why Jesus was so bad when he was an alchemist. He made money appear out of thin air. Can't say that ain't true. That's in Matthew's. He told Peter, go and open the fish's mouth and you'll find money. Jesus made that money appear out of the fish mouth. Every Christian know about it. Yeah, that's true. All right. So that's spiritual power.
People,
making money come
you know
out of thin
true?
Air. Can't
but you
say
know
that ain't true.
Voodoo, there's some voodoo people that can make that happen here today.
That's correct.
Different countries, they can actually make, that's called
And a young man, Angela, introduced me to And I know Cody wouldn't mind mentioning his friend. Cody wanted me. His friend said is the guy in Africa made money come out of thin air. So this is facts. All the miracle Jesus did was real. That's what the devil don't want you to realize. The devil means the government. All these governments and these people is against God. They're all demons. A lot of these people got demons in them. And demons are real. All these entities are real. Okay? So they want to keep people, the Illuminati, in the lower chakras. That's why when you go to McDonald's, what color is McDonald's? McDonald's is red and orange. That's the color of the lower chakras. Understand knowledge. That's why Jesus spoke authoritatively from the inner plane, not from the physical plane, because the spirit rules. That's why Jesus said you will command angels and demons. I give you authority over evil spirits. That's spiritual powers, which is the highest level, not
but
the
Jesus
other way
fasted,
around.
Jesus fasted because he had a physical body.
Exactly.
Right.
And guess what? Do you know when you keep eating food, speaking of fat, even that dealing with spirituality, the reason why
yeah.
you fast, because when you eat food, your body has to take all that energy. Everything is energy. To do magic, you need energy. Magic deals with everything. Everything is magic. That's all. That's dealing with the laws of magic. That's what the Egyptians was dealing with. That's really the high. And these people don't even be talking about magic. Magic is the science. This telephone we on, that's magic. This is how stupid people is. Technology,
right.
Math is even magic. That's called sacred geometry. Sacred is spirituality. Sacred geometry,
oh.
That's magic.
Okay,
even
okay.
Math is magic, technically speaking.
Technically
speaking.
It is true. But here's the thing, guys. I'm so sorry. We're running out of time, right? So thank you for both of your contributions. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Ty. Maybe we can come up with something. Maybe we can do a part two of this, and that could be we can go into the deeper things.
Maybe part two could be how to find your life purpose.
Okay.
Why
all
on
right.
earth am
so
I here for,
that
like
can...
that book?
Okay. All right.
I got
but
a book
thank
called
you
Why
once
on
again.
Earth Am I Here For?
Right. But thank you again. I know this is we always wait. It's always at the ending that we start getting turned up for some reason. But thank you again.
No, but
y'all
didn't take questions until late
Anthony.
Today. Y'all should have started taking it like 8:30 already.
Okay. Thank you for the comment.
Should have started
taking
that's
that.
Just suggestion. You talk for about a half an hour and get them questions. Let's get it popping. So people going to have time
all right.
to have a dialogue, go back and forth.
You agree, Ty?
I agree that to say thank you, love you, and good night.
All right, good night, good night. Thank you.
Good night.
All right, Avon. All right, so we great show tonight. Great show, like they said. We got some good feedback. You know, it's good that people want us to take questions early on in the show. So that's a good thing. Closing statements, Avon.
So let everybody know how to get in touch and to share their ideas, what they want to see in the future, and to stay tuned. And yes, we'll do part twos, and we will ask our guests, our callers, to call back in, and then we can take it even deeper. So I'm here for it. So
okay.
Just let everybody know
continue to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Conversations with AA. And if you're interested in being a guest or on the show, or you have topics or videos that you want us to discuss, you can contact Avon at 347-460-2813 or email your request to us, conversationswithaa@gmail.com. Once again, I'm your co-host, Angela, and your host, Avon. Thank you for your participation in tonight's show. We appreciate all your support. And basically, good night, good night, good night.
Yes,
we really appreciate it.
Join us the next time. Absolutely. Take care, Angela. It was
yes.
a great show, and I'm looking forward to another one.
And basically, we do have a show. We do have ideas for the second show. So maybe we can, put that, make this a part two. And like Anthony was saying, maybe we can do, how to find your life purpose, which we already touched on some of the basic stuff. So, yes. So once again, good night, and thank you for tuning in.